All right, what's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm L'Oreal.
I'm Sage.
Now, Sage is our special guest host today, and there's a reason for that. But we got Slim Thug here. What's up, Slim Thug?
What's up with it? It's an honor. I'm so happy to be here. Hey. I'm really excited about this interview.
And he's been fasting. We should have caught him at the end of his fast. But
right. I'm cool. I'm turned up sober. I don't need it.
All right. So I told you we're going to start with the tip of the day. We have a lot of surprises for you. Now, Sage is here because she's a virgin.
Wow.
This is the first virgin that's ever been.
How old are you?
How old do you think I am?
That's a trick question.
21.
I'm 23.
Hey, what you waiting on?
Good question.
Yeah.
A good guy?
Are you waiting for marriage?
No. That's everyone's first question.
Yeah, that's my first question.
Because I don't even know if I want to get married.
I say do it.
No. Oh, come on. What could she wait until she's 23? She might as well make sure it's the right guy.
I just don't think it count. I just don't think it'll be a difference. You know, as if I look at you to be my wife or whatever, I wouldn't say, oh, you was a virgin. Mm-hmm. I'd rather you have sex than be a virgin.
So you're not impressed by her virginity?
It ain't that I ain't impressed. You know?
Damn.
I want you to get over that. I want you to, you know, have some experience or whatever. You know?
But she does other stuff, right, Sage?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've done everything except for have sex. And that also means I've never had any type of sex.
Wow.
But I've given a head.
That's oral sex.
That's oral sex.
Yeah, but as far as having a penis in my vagina or in my ass, that's never happened.
So as in your ass, you would still be a virgin, though?
Right.
I don't know. I feel like that depends on
you. Yes, you would, because your vagina, your hymen would still be intact.
Yeah.
I think just her vagina is a virgin. She's not a virgin.
Her mouth is definitely not a virgin.
It's just, you know, she's been saving the treasure.
So, okay, you give a guy head. He doesn't ever want to fuck after that?
Yeah.
Is that like a tease? Okay, first of all, Slim Thug don't even like head anyway, so I don't even.
Head,
wait, you don't
cool.
Like
I like head. It's cool. I just ain't no. It ain't. I ain't gotta have it though. You know, I ain't no big fan. You know.
See,
cool.
That's kind of not liking it.
What's the reason though?
I go south on girls giving me head a lot of times. There's only a few that can pull it out of me on a cool, like, and you know, out of experience. I go south. I got high blood pressure though, so it's certain shit. You know, I go flat on a bitch like, you know, she'll be like, what the fuck? But yeah, but on the cool, like, I just, you know, it's only a few can really make me bust giving me head on the cool.
So were you just saying that sometimes girls give you head and makes you go flat?
Like I just limp? Go flatline. I go south on them.
Really?
That would be, Stephanie would be mad as fuck.
I would. Yeah. I would die.
Yeah.
Oh, man. My God.
It'd be like that, though. It ain't your fault, boo. It's the high blood pressure.
No, but I mean, if a guy is going soft on my mouth, but he can still fuck me if he still gets hard from my pussy,
right.
I wouldn't be so mad.
Yeah,
but you know.
Be,
you know what I mean?
A lot of girls, we all think we're really great at head.
Right. Yeah. How would you get back hard then? Because I would think
I know the pussy, I'm good all the way in the cut. I'm good. You know, it's just the head thing. I think it's a position thing. I think when I'm laying on my back, I just go south, like, you know.
So she can't ride you or nothing?
If she ride me, we good, you know. But the head thing, it ain't enough feeling, I don't think. You know, it's just, you know, it ain't enough, touching or whatever. I don't know what it may be. But like I say, it's some girls who pull that motherfucker right out. Like, you know what I'm saying? But some girls, for the most part, I be like, man, I'm good, boo, turn over. Let's do this shit.
See, I randomly remember him talking about this because you said like a girl had, your teacher had like a towel or something.
She wasn't my teacher. I remember you saying she wasn't my teacher. She was a teacher.
Right.
And she was like, I was told her that. I was like, man, I ain't tripping on the head. Come on with it, you know. She was like, man, nigga, what? Watch this. Nigga, you got me fucked up. And she pulled that motherfucker right out like instantly. Like, I was like, damn.
What did she do special?
I don't know.
She did.
She got a towel. She did go get some towel and wet that motherfucker. And I don't know. I remember after that, she just pulled it out, man.
It felt like a vagina.
Yeah, it was a few. It's a lot of girls. Not a lot, but it's a few girls who, you know, can pull it out. But for the most part, you know, if you an amateur out there and you playing, I'm gonna be like, hey, come on, let's get to it.
What stage would you consider yourself a professional? Because you've never done anything like in your vagina.
A professional at giving head?
Yeah.
See, it depends on the dick, it depends on the guy, it depends on all that. So I'm obviously going to be better at that than I am at having sex because I've never had sex.
Mm-hmm.
But in the beginning, I didn't like giving head. Over time, now I like it.
Right, because what else?
Whatever.
But what about if a guy eats you out, he's not like trying to slide up in there after? Because
yeah, that happened, all the time. But also, if you're going to be getting with me, chances are you know that I'm a virgin going into it. there's been a couple guys who I haven't told, and then that's never good because then they just assume we're having sex.
You have to be upfront.
Like, yeah, exactly. So, like, would you guys, if you guys were in my position, would you tell the person before or not?
I wouldn't tell them right at the door because that's really none of their business.
And no that's kind of false advertising.
And no one would believe you.
That's kind of false advertising.
I mean, I feel like if you're getting to know somebody and you start making out and doing, getting intense, then I think you should tell them, like, hey, you know, I'm a virgin. I've never had sexual intense.
But before you eat my pussy and think we're going to fuck up.
Right.
But you think that I should tell them in the middle of it getting to that point?
Tell them before.
Yeah, I think you should tell them when it gets hot.
See, I think before, one time I did that. Luckily, that guy's still my friend now. But I did that, and it just totally threw everything off. Like, right. It would.
That's like false advertising. From my point of view, I say tell them before you.
But how is it false advertising? It's not like she advertised, like, hey, I'm a sex freak.
I mean, if you giving me head, and then if a dude eating you out, you know.
I don't mean that hot.
Like kissing and stuff.
I mean, like, when you start reaching that level that you might get to, having a dick in your hand or something like that.
Before you start,
think about that moment.
Like, if you're making out, like, let's say you go on a date, you have your first kiss, everybody's happy, you go home, right? You go home. So, let's say the next conversation, he texts you like, oh, I can't wait to get close to you or something like that.
That's
when you should tell him, I think
my nickname's Virgin Mary.
Just so you know, it's not going to happen that easy. Yeah.
You can eat it.
But for some guys, that's a challenge.
Yeah, so another question. Would you guys, if you were me, would you do what we're saying right now and tell them in the beginning, or act like the girl who's just kind of hard to get and then 3 months down the line or like a month?
Ain't nobody waiting 3 months.
Nah.
Okay. Why not? Like a couple weeks or something.
No, I'm kidding.
That's a setup for failure. It's like, to me it is. I mean, I personally don't want to mess with no virgin though. I don't want that responsibility of, man, I took a virginity. Mm-hmm. I feel like if I take your virginity, we damn near, you're going to feel
bonded
like we got to get married. You know what I'm saying?
Why? I didn't see that when I was
growing. I mean, I just feel like that.
Eight.
If you 23, you're a virgin.
Bitch.
You're going to be blowing my mind. I'm like, nah, nigga, you took my virginity. We got to be together. Fuck that.
All right, well, let me get to the tip of the day. We didn't even get to that yet. So the tip of the day today is, how do you ease your way into a virgin? Now, I know you've had a couple of virgins, I'm sure.
I had a few, but not a lot, though. Honestly, like, I don't want to be responsible for taking a girl virginity.
So how did you ease your way in those times? And let's talk about your virginity experience.
Man, that's funny.
That was his baby.
So I was 12, right? And actually, it was... that's some ghetto shit. My sister, baby daddy's sister.
Oh, my gosh.
My sister, baby daddy's sister. And she just had a baby, not too long ago, right? So she was at the crib. And my homeboy hit two over there.
Oh, my God.
She took all your virginity?
But look, anyway.
She's a beast. She's I just had a baby, so I can't get pregnant right now.
Right now, it was like, it was me all the way. I just was like, fuck it, I'm ready. I'm finna go and do this shit, And what's crazy, before I had lost my virginity, I didn't even know I could bust. You know what I'm saying? So
you had never jerked
never
off?
Never jerked out, none of that.
Really? No wet dreams?
Yeah, none of that. I was 12. I was young, I didn't even know. So I went in there and, I just jumped straight into it, And then I did bust. And then she was like, you busting me? I say, I don't know. How do it feel?
How
long did it take?
Man, I don't even remember. It had to be fast though. I was 12. I was
like, how old was she?
Ever since then, she was a little older.
She done had a kid and everything.
How old she? Yeah, she about 30. She a little older than me. About a year or two older than me.
Okay, I think you said she was 30. I was
Damn. But anyway,
wait, she was 13 and had a kid already?
Right, she was super young.
Clearly, we know how she was getting.
And I already turned. She was turned up, I guess, so.
Yeah, I guess she was.
Anyway, man, that shit was crazy though, man. But after that, I just beat my meat every day. It was over.
You were like, that was a great feeling. I don't know
what. Once I knew I could bust, it ain't never stopped.
Did you ever get caught masturbating?
Have I ever got caught? I did get caught before. I'm sure I got caught a couple times. You know, I used to go at it for real when I was a kid. Like, fuck it. Every day, damn near.
All right, so what about the virginity that you took? Like, certain girls. How, now, because Sage obviously is a virgin, so we're trying to help her. Like, how is she going to ease her way into her first time?
Man, it been so many years. Like, I had to be a teenager the last time I took somebody virginity. And I just remember it being bloody.
Yeah. She's concerned about that.
That's what I just asked them.
That's what I remember. I just remember it being bloody.
It's just like period sex then.
Right. I don't know. I mean, well, I don't be running red lights, so you know.
Lies. We don't believe you.
That ain't my thing, man. Running red lights ain't my thing, but yeah.
You got some blood on your shirt right now. Look down. Right at the bottom. Yeah,
nah, I try not to run red lights, man.
Try not to.
Yeah.
But it's happened.
It happened before, like not on purpose. Probably,
she,
you know,
just
somebody,
got a period, didn't
girls
know.
Are tricky, man. They'll trick you into that, man. They don't tell you.
You'd be like, damn, you super like, gushy.
But then this. You don't stop.
Murder
scene. Turn the light on.
Yeah, if I know, I'm going to stop. I'm going to go south. I'm tripping. What's going on? But
all right, so for the guys out there, what would you tell them about having sex with a virgin? How should you go about it? Finger her?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess you got to open it up, man, with your finger or something.
But you've had fingers. Mm-hmm. You're not
how many?
So your thing broke, yeah,
how many fingers?
Sometimes I don't know. I think like
what?
Think wait, two or three?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, you had sex then.
You had sex.
Yeah, you can
take it. Basically,
definitely two. I don't
cheating
know.
Yourself. You might as well go all the way with it. What are you waiting on?
No, you'll be fine.
If you're at three, you can take a dick for sure.
My it's not that she can't take a dick. She just chose
without
not
bleeding.
To. Oh,
yeah, but regardless, if I haven't gotten fingered in a couple weeks or whatever. Every time that I get fingered again,
you snap back close.
Yeah, I feel it. So regardless,
but it bleeds.
No,
you're fine.
So do you use toys?
No, I've never. Uh-uh. I mean, I'd be open to it, but I didn't. Just
I'll get you one.
She need one of them blow.
I bet Angie actually will.
She needs something bigger than that.
Yeah, she need one that don't go in.
No, she need a bigger one so that when it's time to slide it in, you know, that way you can bust your own hymen.
Well, nobody gonna believe you.
No, but it's already busting my virginity to a freaking toy.
No. Exactly. I don't think that you should. I don't think you should
use. Most of these guys are anyway.
I don't think you should use a toy that's a dick. I think you should use a vibrator. Yeah, if you want to use a toy, use a vibrator. Like just something small. Not a. Why would you do that? No.
But then what's the purpose? Because, I mean, it's
you
not
can
that
even
I'm
use
not
something small in there
anyway.
Right.
You're just saying just to experience more.
Yeah, if you want to use a toy, I don't think you should fuck yourself with a dick. I think the first dick you should get should be a
real
human dick.
Yeah.
You
know? All right, well, let's talk about, Stephanie, talk about your first time just to
the first time I lost, my first time, it was really good. You know what I mean? Like her, I had done other things. I had fingers. You know what I mean? I wasn't sucking dick before I lost my virginity. I don't know why I didn't want to. I think that's something a woman has to get used to seeing, like seeing a dick in her face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially when you're as young as I was.
Right.
But, you know, my first, he was a nice lover. You know, he set candles up. He
see,
ate
that's
my
what you
pussy,
want to say.
You know what I mean? So I broke my hymen with fingers. So it felt good. It didn't feel bad. It was different. It was like, oh, shit, I'm having sex.
Yeah.
But it wasn't bad. It didn't hurt. Mm-hmm. There was no blood.
Did you feel an instant bond forever, like Slim Thug thinks a woman is gonna forever be bonded to you?
I've said this before, and this is a true story. When I left the house, I was like, yes, I'm not a virgin. I can go and have sex with the guy I was really in love with.
Saying that.
That's the truth.
Thank you for breaking me
I
in.
I was like, thank God this is over. Now I can go fuck the nigga that I really want to fuck with.
Yeah. Well, Loria, what about your first time?
My first time, I was going into the 10th grade, mm-hmm. and I had this guy I was dating, and after we had sex, it wasn't good to me. I hated it.
Right, I
did
too.
I thought it was terrible, and I dumped him after that. I was like, I'm good on this nigga. Like, I don't want to do this no more. I don't want to fuck him. And I didn't have sex again for like a whole entire year.
That's how I was. I didn't have sex for 2 years after the first time I had sex.
I didn't have it for a long time.
Which is nice because at least you'll be ready when it's time. Because sometimes I think if you do it too early and both of y'all don't know what you're doing,
yeah.
It could be a whack.
He knew what he was doing.
No, but the guy I lost.
He fucked a lot of bitches.
Yeah, the guy that I lost my virginity to, he was 31 years old. Like, and we were boyfriend and girlfriend for a while.
How old was you?
I was a little girl. I was like 14.
Oh, hell no. Nah.
14, 15.
Nah, this nigga was like 18. I wasn't doing it like you.
Yeah. I was he's my birthday is late in the year.
He's sick for that.
Yeah. For sure. I think about it now as an adult, yeah. And I'm like, that's the awkward moment when you realize you're with a pedophile. Yeah. But
I would murder that nigga that did that to my niece or something.
No, but he and I were boyfriend and girlfriend, and you know, my birthday's late in the year, so I was gonna be 15. I was 14, gonna be 15.
Oh, so
it was like it happened in like October, right? You know what I mean? So I don't want to say that I was completely.
I was
14.
So
you was only half his age. Yeah. Okay.
I was less than half his age. Less than half his age.
You know, as they say, age ain't nothing but a number.
Fuck
no,
that.
It was
no,
crazy.
I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. Yeah.
I was like,
no,
what?
And
R. Kelly, what's his name? R. Kelly.
R. Kelly wrote that, by the way.
That remind me of the dudes in high school. They always, the dudes out of school come to the school.
Wait outside.
Clean ass cars to pick up the bad bitches. I'd be like, man, what type of suck ass nigga need
well, that
a
was
high
the
school
guy.
Girl?
My virgin.
You know what
he was waiting outside the school at Columbia.
That's when I went to chat. I was in school in Newark.
Okay.
And he was outside in his little car.
Right.
I was like, oh, who's this?
Because listen, when I was in high school, anybody that had a car was popping. It didn't matter what type of car it was.
True.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, he got a car? Okay.
I'm talking about motherfuckers who was out of school already coming back to high school to pick up the bad bitches.
That
was
disgusting.
Man, these cheating ass niggas.
So Sage, what's the point? How close have you come to actually having sex? Has there been a time where he was right there about to put it in and then you was like, no?
Yeah, well, there have been times that just naturally a penis has been super close to going into me.
Right.
And like I've had penises grace my vagina.
Right.
But never
grace
never,
it. Like
you mean graze.
Well, you know what?
I mean, there's a lot. There's
grace
things.
Grace is not a virgin.
No, whatever, but you could do whatever, things with the penis on the vagina without actually putting it in. There's
that's
a
true.
Lot you can do.
He's going to get blue balls. Yeah. But
has a guy ever, like, jerked off on you?
It's nice.
Not jerked off on me. No.
I bet you
no.
Yeah, right.
That's jerked off on me. Like, just came on me?
Yeah.
No. No. No? I'll keep you posted when that happens.
You don't have sex, fine. I'll just
that's
come on
me you. Right there. That's oh, you don't give me that pussy.
Yeah, wow. No, I've had boyfriends, like, when I don't be in the mood, they'll grab my butt, be shaking my ass, and I'll wake up like, this nigga.
Just right. Bust it all on my butt.
They won't come on me, but they'll come.
I'll go to sleep on your ass, and if you want to fuck later, I'll be like, nah, I'm good.
I'm good. Is that as satisfying as having sex when you do
that's
that?
Busting is busting.
Problem. It don't matter?
It don't matter. I mean, of course, having sex and feeling, you know, the gushy is better, but if you bust...
A bust is a bust.
A bus is a bus.
That's relationship
that's
problems.
Yeah, it is.
That's
a bus
true.
Is a bus.
I feel the same way, but sometimes if you have sex, you'd be disappointed. Like, if somebody's eating you out and you come from that and you're like, man, I should have waited and had sex.
Oh, not
I
me.
Do
I
sometimes.
Like, make me come again. Like, you gotta put some work in.
No, because it take a while. Once I do it once, I'm not like right after.
Really? Yeah. I can.
Have you come, Sage?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
how you
of
know? No, I'm joking.
No, I
well, you should already have sex.
Like I said, I've gotten eaten out and I've gotten fingered.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Do you feel like you're almost ready to have sex now?
Yeah,
like,
for sure. I do think I am.
Are you dating somebody? Like, are you dating someone?
No.
Let's sell your virginity. No, I'm
no.
joking.
Yo, no, I
you're doing a GoFundMe.
A GoFundMe. She's like, you could sell your virginity for like
oh
millions of dollars.
You should sell your virginity
no,
at this point.
I think,
make some money
you know
off
what?
Of
you guys go to GoFundMe.org.
Backslash Sage.
Oh, shit.
Backsplash.
Okay, but you know what one of the biggest struggles of being a virgin is? I mean, actually, there's a bunch.
There's a few.
It's like... the opposite of what you'd think almost. So many people in my life know that I'm a virgin. And so everyone's like, for example, I saw Ange like 2 weeks ago and she was like, Sage, are you going to tell us when you lose your virginity? And I was mm-hmm. like, yeah, of course.
We want to know.
I get that all the time. So I'm almost like reverse.
Pressure.
Like, people had this respect for me almost for being a 23-year-old virgin.
Right.
So the day that I lose it, it's like I have to... not like, disappoint all these people. Like, so many people are, like, happy for me, but
no,
it's, like, this reverse...
Don't think of it like that. You got to think of it, I lost my virginity at 23.
Right.
And yeah, that's
it. Like, you already
what's
did
up?
Good. Right.
She's just so, not going to be that interesting matter. Anymore when she loses her virginity.
Yeah.
No.
When I have sex, I think I'm just going to... I'm not going to get turned out, but I think I will like sex a lot.
Yeah, I think you're going to
You're
going to
love it.
Yeah.
You're going to love
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I think you've seen yourself right now, man.
No, that's what I...
Don't cheat yourself. Treat yourself.
especially especially knowing that you've had fingers and your hymen is broken and all of that. I wish that you could, like, have sex with, like, such an incredible lover. Like, even if it's not going to be your boyfriend, just somebody who's going to do it the right
light
way.
Light the candle.
She's
going to
fall in love then.
Like, not
then
even.
She'll fall in love.
No, just so she could feel the, like you guys.
Where you
know, you guys were like, what is this?
Yeah,
when you
had
lost your virginity. Like, oh. No.
Well, Slim Thug, have you ever done the set up the candles, have the music playing?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure. I'm sure I did some romantic shit before in life.
What's the most romantic shit you ever did
that
you can
recall?
I'm not
really that romantic, though. But, we can go on a trip or some cool shit like that.
Okay.
That's nice.
You know,
that's real nice.
Trips are romantic.
Yeah. I try to do romantic shit, but I ain't just no very romantic dude. I ain't gonna lie. Just, I think I threw some flowers on a bed before and shit. You know,
you made it sound so unromantic the way you said
threw some flowers on the bed.
I think I threw some flowers on the bed and shit.
I don't call myself a super romantic dude though.
Do you ever make the effort? I remember, listen, I was following you on Instagram, you got in a relationship.
Right.
You was a little strung out for a second.
Right.
You was. When I'm in a relationship, was posting all kind of pictures.
When I'm in simp mode, I'm in simp mode. I mean, it is what it is.
So in my head, you were doing all kinds of romantic things.
It was like a prom picture y'all put up together.
A prom picture?
It was way past prom.
You had a corsage. No.
Oh, yeah. No telling, man.
She said it was way past prom.
Like I say, man, if I'm in a relationship and, you know, I'm down for all the relationship shit, I ain't tripping.
I thought it was sweet, though. I think it's nice when a man treats his lady really well and has no problem with being public about it.
I mean, I don't give a damn about that. Like, if I'm fucking with somebody, I'm fucking with them, and it is what it is. Like, and I like kind of pissing bitches off sometimes. Like, bitch, this could have been you. But she's
this could have been you.
Could have been you.
What's your longest relationship that you had?
Longest relationship I had. I don't know, man. On and off, me and Toya was together like probably 9 years on and off. Yeah.
She's single now again, you know.
I heard. Yeah.
Might want to swoop back in there
and
do the prom picture.
I don't know.
She probably feeling vulnerable too and shit.
I don't know. She cool.
You can be the rebound.
We more like family nowadays, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
More like cool. You know?
I do feel like people want y'all to be together for real.
Yeah, they probably do.
Y'all were cute.
Know. We was cool. We had fun, man. It's just a lot of shit in the past. You know, like, I feel like I don't think it'll ever go away. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to always be some, you did this motherfucker in 96 or whatever it was.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm like.
But it was more on you. She didn't do shit to you.
Nah, I don't. It was more on
you. You were young, though.
Probably. I still don't say I did shit. Like, you know what? I still don't remember.
You don't admit to nothing?
I don't remember doing shit, man.
You know what's like, so funny? We was just talking about this. Listen.
But she'll still say, no, you did this, you did that. You know what I mean?
Why don't you just come clean?
I ain't did shit. I ain't ever admit to what I ain't do, you know?
You just like, say you didn't do shit.
Nah.
You don't remember.
I didn't do shit. If I did something, it was on a break. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Lord.
And that's what it is.
I ain't speak to you for a whole day.
He's talking about
that bitch suck my
dick. He's talking about break babies.
Right, yeah.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly. He was on a break.
It was a break.
The baby came
we
early.
Broke up. I mean, it is what it is, you know? It is what it is.
Because honestly, sometimes a woman just wants you to be like, you know what? I'm sorry. I did this.
Well, okay.
We can't move on until.
If it really was a break, what should you do? Should you say, well, I did do it while we was together, if it really was a break?
No, you shouldn't.
Right, you should keep it
but
real.
You should, but you could be like, listen, I know you feel fucked up.
I say that. I tried that. That didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
She still feel like it was, you know.
You should be like, listen, I did this 30-day fast, man, and I really just changed. You came in here, the first thing you said was, you know, I'm a changed person.
Ah. I am. I try to get better every day. But, you know, at the end of the day, I want to be at peace. And then I think starting with somebody new, you know, I like to have that brand new
clean slate.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to go to the past and then have to deal with shit that happened, you know, whenever, way back then. When I broke your heart.
I do think that forgiveness is important, though. Like, for a lot of women, like, we break up with somebody, they messed up, but then we get back together, but we still bring up old stuff.
Yeah.
I do feel like when you get back together with somebody, just let the past go.
Yeah.
We're starting all over.
Most women can't do that, though.
Yeah, because you're forgiving, but you're not forgetting.
Right,
but sometimes the only way you can move on is if you just stop bringing up old stuff and let it be a clean, brand new start. Because if I say I'm going to get back together with you, why would I do that if all I'm going to do is bring up the past?
Exactly.
That's really how I feel. Because
some people don't change.
Well, then you shouldn't have got back together with them. Because you have to give it a chance.
But you don't know. Like, you could believe, like, you see how you came in, I'm a changed man.
Yeah.
So say you convince someone that. I believe that too. But say you convince somebody that, and then you back to your old ways. Now you're going to be mad at yourself. Like, man, I knew the type of person this person was.
Right, but I still gave but it's still a risk no matter what.
True.
Anything you do is a risk. Any relationship that you're in, you're taking a risk. You're taking a risk that that person is going to treat you the way that you want to be treated, and maybe they will, maybe they won't. Mm-hmm. But, you know, with a great risk comes a great reward.
Like y'all just said, what y'all said? Oh, when you was with such and such, you was all this. When I'm with a girl, I'm boyfriend of the year, I think. You know, first of all, I can't cook or no shit like that, so we at every great restaurant in the city. I don't mind spending all the time with my chick if I'm with a chick, you know what I'm saying? We on trips, we doing everything, you know, other motherfuckers is jealous of, you know, for the most part. So at the end of the day, I got confidence and feel like, you know, whoever I do fuck with is going to be good and going to be happy. So if I got to argue with somebody or if I'm losing peace being with somebody, I'm not finna fuck with them.
Right, because you seem like a chill, not wanting to argue type of person.
I ain't with that shit,
man. I feel the same way.
I don't like arguing either.
I ain't because I'm single right now.
No, Lori, y'all like to argue.
Sometimes I like to argue.
Because listen, I'm not going to lie. Some guys like women that like to argue because they think that means this is a great relationship because she cares.
It's not all the time, but like sometimes I do like to. I like to argue with
Stephanie like to argue too.
I could go. I don't like arguing, but I can go.
No, Stephanie, I done heard some of Stephanie's arguments.
Yes, I can
in
go.
The past.
But no, I mean, like, I just
Stephanie be like, where you at right now? Where you at right
now? You need time in the room. Show me the whole room. Walk around the house.
Nah, but that's
I never heard
arguing.
Her say fit in it, but go she was like, I'm finna pull up right now. Where you at?
No, but that's not arguing. That's just letting it be known who's the boss at that moment. You know what I mean? You switch.
Slim Thug is the boss, okay?
Nah, but I'm done with arguing. Like now, I mean, we're talking about a relationship that's been over for over, like, about a year.
Right.
It's been a year. And today, like, I'm single. So, like, don't tell me anything. Don't give me no attitude. Like, you're not going to hear from me again.
Okay.
I'm not with it. Not now.
If it's not your boyfriend, it's
guys like arguing. Men like to argue. Men like to bring shit up. Men like to make shit up out of nothing.
I feel like men don't like to argue.
I don't know, guys. I guess I get guys mad enough that they want to start shit with me. I don't know.
Stephanie will make you mad because they probably like, I want her to just care. So I got to try to make her mad.
And
so
I'm
she
just
can
like,
show some emotion.
I'm just like, what's like, why? Mm-hmm. I don't understand.
Now, I saw you had did an interview talking about like real estate and your last relationship. Things got all messed up.
That wasn't a relationship though.
It looked like one. I seen it.
Oh, my last relationship?
Yeah.
No, that wasn't. That ain't had nothing to do with it. That was the old. Yeah, okay. Y'all got me confused with the other chick. Like,
damn.
I was telling a story in New York Times about a thing that happened years ago, like back in 08.
Okay.
But I was in a relationship not too long ago. We ain't together no more, though. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what happened? So one woman was a realtor.
Right. And she got me a house on the north. And it's just, she fucked me up, basically. I don't know what, it was basically this. I messed with her, like, once or twice, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She had a daughter that was old enough to, like, 20, 21, you know what I'm saying? And we was, like, neighbors, like, lived a few houses away from each other. And we wasn't together or nothing. We just messed around, like, once or twice, maybe.
Okay.
So I think it was only once, matter of fact. And her daughter used to come over, and I'd be like, hey, man, keep your daughter from the highs, because, you know, I'm in my robe. I'm a man. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck?
She's 22.
Right, she grown.
Fuck her and her daughters.
I just was like, you know, keep her away from there, but she'll come over to highs and make the best fucking biscuits in the world. You know, just tell her my mom about this
You
shit.
Know what a biscuits do to a
yeah,
man.
Yeah, right. You know, you come in there cooking and shit, and I'm like, man, you know, I'm trying to, I told her, though, before.
Man.
And anyway, you know, it ended up happening, so I don't know.
Her daughter?
Yeah.
This week's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by Squarespace. Everything you could ever need to get your website off the ground is included in your Squarespace website.
It's easy to create and maintain. Squarespace provides beautiful design templates with customizable settings to set your website apart from the rest. From nationally recognized brands to your favorite local shops, Squarespace is trusted by hundreds of thousands of savvy shop owners around the world.
Squarespace Commerce lets you expand your business online by giving you the tools to understand every aspect aspect of your business. Best of all, Squarespace's customer service team is an experienced Squarespace user working in a Squarespace office, trained and waiting online just to help you. All you got to do to start your free trial is go to squarespace.com today, enter offer code Angela, and you get 10% off your first purchase. That's squarespace.com, offer code Angela, and you save 10% off your first purchase. Squarespace, set your website apart.
Damn.
I don't think that was, you know, I don't know if that was the issue.
No, but that was her intention. That was the daughter's intention. Yeah,
right, the daughter.
Yeah, she knew what she was doing, making biscuits while I'm in my robe.
Right, right. Exactly. That's what I'm like, man. She know what's up. She know what she doing, coming down here with that shit. So I was like, you know, I gave her what she wanted for the most part. But
you're nice.
You needed some biscuits.
Damn. I'm not saying I'm easy, but you know.
You're like, and that biscuit got honey? Girl,
I'm waking
come
up
here
in the morning, you know, like, and you walking up in here doing all this, like, hey, it's bound to happen. But anyway, I ended up later on getting my house foreclosed on. From fucking with that, you know, like.
So how did that happen? Like, she
It's a long story, but this is how it went. Okay, I was dealing with child support at the time, right? So I'm on my second baby mama, and I was going to court, and they was like, I'm in there like, I'm broke. I ain't got no money. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I had a first album that was out, and it was on a major label, but now I'm back independent. So I'm like, Judge, I ain't got shit. You know, I'm broke. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. So he like, how you broke? You just bought this new house. You know what I'm saying? On the north side. So I'm like, well, I had great expectations. I had big dreams. I was going to still be getting money. So I had to stop paying my mortgage a couple months, you know, make it look good. And then, after that, you know, it was the short sale shit going on, the Obama thing when the housing crisis was going on. Me and him, we was living together at the time. I was trying to get the fuck from the north because it was like 45 minutes from downtown. And, you know, we getting fucked up every night, driving out there drunk and shit. I was like, man, I want to move downtown. So she just said, well, you can do a short sale and get out of the house. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, okay, cool, let's do that. So what do I need to do? She was just like, okay. You already ain't pay your rent from not doing it.
your mortgage
or whatever from not doing this. So just keep doing that, and then, you know, we'll do the short, act like it's the housing crisis. You can't afford it no more, and they'll do a short sale. Okay, cool. I'm like,
and this is after you fucked her daughter. She's giving you this advice.
Yeah, this is after this. She don't even know, though. She don't even know. Well, I didn't think she knew. You know, I don't even know if that's the real issue. She might have just been on some fuck shit. Like, right. She would have probably been trying to fuck me out the house anyway. She probably had did that. I don't know. But I'm just assuming, you know, this could have been it, you know. So anyway, by one day I see a note on my fucking front door that says it's foreclosed on. I'm like, what the fuck?
How did that?
More than anything, like, it was like for $15,000, I think. Like, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, and it's like a $400,000 house. So I'm like, damn, I could have paid that shit. It wasn't nothing.
Yeah,
you know,
$15,000.
Right. She was just, it was either she was trying to fuck me out the house or she was salty about what happened with the daughter. I don't know. You know, I haven't talked to her since. Salty. I don't know. You know, that's what I assumed.
She was like, okay, this is what we're going to do. You're going to stop paying your mortgage. Yeah.
Now, I don't know what it was, but I wasn't even talking about it. New York Times just asked me, like, what was the biggest real estate lesson you learned? You know? And that's how it all came about.
Don't fuck the realtor. And
yeah,
don't
so I was like, shit. That's how the whole story came out, man. But it had nothing to do with my ex or nothing like that.
Okay.
She was just
I didn't know which female
agent.
It was.
Yeah, everybody got that confused.
Did you get any biscuits after that?
Nah, I haven't seen none of them since. I haven't seen none of them since. You know, I don't really want to either.
You don't even eat biscuits.
My shit just now, right. I can just now got my motherfucking credit right. That shit is off me. It was forever. It fucked me up, for real.
Damn.
Yeah.
Lesson learned. That's
lesson sad. Learned, man. Big people lesson learned. Don't fuck with the realtors.
Now, anytime that... how many kids do you have?
Three.
Three. Did you get paternity tests for all of them?
All of them. I got three boys. Yeah.
Okay, three boys.
I wasn't really with none of them but the first one. So it's like the other ones, yeah, I had to. You know. I had a bunch of fucking child support scares. Like, it was,
I know, I saw one.
So fucking crazy, man.
Do you recommend that all guys, when they're not with the mother, get a paternity test?
Hell yeah, for sure, for sure. You definitely got to do that, man. I'm fixed. I got a vasectomy.
You got a vasectomy?
Yeah.
So how was that?
That's the best thing I ever did in my life.
Was it painful?
But you know, sometimes you can still get a girl pregnant even when you have a vasectomy.
No, don't jinx me. Knock on whatever around this motherfucker.
Nothing wrong with a condom, Slim Thug.
So you don't want no more. You had three boys. Wait, whoa.
Does that mean you don't pull out because you have a vasectomy?
I definitely do, man. But My brother, one of my brothers got 12 kids. One of them got 10. One of them got 8.
Damn. You know, only three boys? Like, you didn't want no daughters?
Family, nah, I don't want nobody running through my daughter. I don't want no daughter.
You didn't pick which one you wanted.
I got three boys. I feel like I made it. So I'm good.
You didn't get your karma, man.
Yeah, I ain't going to get my karma. That ain't going to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I'm going to send my boys to get y'all girls pregnant.
Oh, great.
But yeah, I'm good, man. And it's reversible. You know, if I ever got 40 years old and did simp up and get married or some shit, you know, I can reverse it.
Did it hurt?
It didn't hurt. I was up the whole time.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a girl.
How did they do it? What'd they do?
They cut a hole at the under your ball sack or whatever.
That sounds painful.
Go in there and, you know, they numb you first, of course, you know, and then.
But they stick a needle to numb you?
Yeah, stick a needle.
You felt that?
Yeah, that was the most painful part. Okay. Though. But it wasn't like, oh my God, I got tattoos everywhere, so
right.
Ain't just.
It's like a tattoo on your balls.
You know, yeah, right. Yeah, so it did. It wasn't that crazy, you know. It was quick, uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? And then. You know, just the pressure of not having to worry about women trying to say you got them pregnant, man. Like, because it was like I had my last boy. I didn't think that was my son at the time because, mm-hmm. You know, I had a rubber on. And I don't know, it was a wild night, I guess, you know, the rubber bust or whatever. But
you're like, this feeling too good.
Right. You know.
You knew it busted.
Nah, I promise I didn't. We was like
super. Because I always think guys know when that condom busts. When that's just
nah,
that
you know,
really
if I'm
good.
Sober and I feel it, I know, okay, it's good. But I really believe, honestly, that was my, you know, that it was good, you know. But not only that, though, I had a girl come from like 13 years ago. Like, she hit me with they froze my whole bank account, matter of fact. I'm chilling in my little penthouse. I was turning up at the time, living my life, and all of a sudden I get my shit froze, and they say, oh, like $80,000 back pay, and I gotta pay us a lot of money every month. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, from who and where and why? You know, and they like, well, we served you in the club, and Club Drake back in the day, it was a club. That club we was at when that shit jumped out.
Oh, when the police came?
Yeah, they say they served me in there. I'm like, hell no, I ain't never got served in the club. So,
I didn't recall
that. Embarrassing.
Right, nah, that never happened.
You being there having a great time.
Yeah, it gets served. But you know, like,
sign this.
I don't be putting my address and my name on nothing, you know, so they couldn't find me, is what it had to been. And so I'm like, what the fuck? I get in touch with the girl. I'm like, what the fuck? What you mean you got a baby? Why the fuck you ain't tell me 13 years ago? She like, fuck that. You going to jail. And all this.
Damn.
I'm like, why the fuck am I going to jail? Why you want me to go to jail?
13 years later.
If it's my baby, then I'm going to pay for that. If I pay my back, pay whatever I got to pay. But you the one who just now showing up. So I was like, send me a picture of the dude. She sent me a picture. He pointed the fuck you sign to me.
Oh my God.
I'm like, wow. It was like real stressful. Like, I'm like, I'm going to have to beat the shit out of this nigga and let him know his mom is
broke.
Weed up, you know,
why 13 years.
Right. That's what I'm like. What the
Even
fuck are you doing?
Up.
But obviously it was some nigga in her ear in the background. I can kind of hear a nigga talking sometimes. So I'm like, what's the deal? You know, like, and she, I'm like, give me a blood test. If it's mine, I just, you know, if I gotta pay the shit, I pay it. Nah, fuck that. So it took me like a year and a half of finding them and going to court.
That's crazy.
And proving finally when I get to court and the judge actually look at the paper. First we went to court and he was like, this judgment too big for my court. So we had to find the motherfucker who say they served me again, and he was like, catch me if you can.
Oh my
he
God. Couldn't find.
It was just a real fucked up situation, man. And finally we found him, you know, like in a year and a half, and the judge finally looked at the paperwork and was like, you said you served this dude at a club. It says 11 a.m. on here, and it's, you know, how the fuck you serve at a club?
Like,
11 a.m.
Like, on that club you was at.
Right, exactly. So the judge was like, throw this shit out. I grant him a blood test. Got a blood test. It wasn't mine. So damn. I go bad on the bitch. Bitch, fuck you and that punk ass nigga, your son.
What?
You know, like all that. Like, right. And then it was another girl in Dallas hit me with the same shit, like child support.
You gotta wear
Sage is
right.
Pregnant too,
well,
by
listen,
the way, by
well,
you.
Listen, no, listen. Right. Exactly. Exactly. Right. It was a girl in Dallas saying, you got a baby. Same thing. A little girl by 13. Me and my manager showing up. We like, what the fuck? And he like, man, you tripping. He looking at me like, y'all looking at me like, Slim, wow, they got a problem. I'm like, man, I don't even know the fuck they talking about. Like, this shit was 13 years ago, but I was like 17, 18. So I was like, what the fuck? So we took the little swab, and they was like, you want me to call a girl up here? I was like, hell yeah. So she come up there, she ugly as fuck.
I'm like, hell no. You know you don't fuck some ugly girls.
I say, man, I was broke back then, but nah. I ain't never fucking no ugly bitch like that. Like, so he like, man, he kind of looking at me sideways too. So we did that, and of course, I was like, how did we meet? What did we meet? We was at the club with Big Mo. R.I.P. Big Mo. Yeah, right. We was at the club with Big Mo. You came to my house, and my boyfriend came home. You had to run out the back door. I'm like, nah,
that
bitch.
That was not
you want to remember.
I don't do no go to no bitch house on the road. That's road rules. You don't go to no bitch house.
And I would
like,
remember running out the back door. I would know that.
Like, so I was like, hell no. And of course, that came back wasn't mine. This nigga hit me with another motherfucker, like out of Beaumont, saying she had my baby. Like, it just was real crazy. A bitch I never met.
Fucking tall baby is yours.
Yeah, right. I just felt. And then I got the one that's coming, like, well, I'm saying, like, my youngest son that really was mine coming. And I'm like, they saying that's my baby. I'm like, it just was coming from everywhere.
Right.
So I was like, man, fuck this shit. I don't ever want to deal with this shit again in my life. I went and got me a vasectomy without thinking twice. I called my sister. I say, set this fucking appointment. I went and did that shit, like, without even thinking twice. Like, and they was like, you want to save some sperm? And I'm, fuck that.
No,
I
don't destroy want none it. Of that.
Just destroy this shit. Like, end this shit now. So, you know.
Expose it to the air. Been,
I don't know how I would feel if I met a guy that I'm dating and he tells me he had a vasectomy. Well, I don't know
vasectomy.
How. Vasectomy. I say it wrong. I'm sorry.
She has a son.
What? I have a 10-year-old, but I want a daughter. I want a yeah. girl.
How would you feel if you were messing with a guy that was the only one you were messing with and he wanted to get a paternity test?
I would feel like, okay.
What?
You wouldn't be mad?
I wouldn't be mad at all. Man? I'd be like, yes, let's get this DNA popping.
It wouldn't make you feel differently about him?
No. I mean, you said we're not together. I got
pregnant. No. Let's just say it's your man.
Oh, it's my man, and he asked me for. Oh, I'm raising hell. Right. It's going down. It's gonna be so bad. But if I'm the way I am now, single, and I end up being pregnant by somebody, and they ask me for a paternity test, of course I would give it to them.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't be mad about it.
You'd be like, I'm 100% positive.
But if it was one of like somebody I was serious with, that I was in a serious relationship for a long time, and. Mm-hmm. He asked me for, oh my God, I might stab him.
So really, what about if you had, if it would it be automatic child support?
No, I'm not with that.
You got to see how he handles his responsibilities.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm like, I need that test.
Because
I'm going to have to spend this bread.
Right. I would not ever.
It's also the bond with the child. You don't want to.
Right.
I would not ever put a man on child support if he's taking care of the kid, as long as he's taking care of his responsibility. Yeah. Now, if he goes AWOL on me, I can't find him.
I might put him on child support.
Do you think child support's a bad thing?
Not at all. I don't think it's bad, but. I think if you're a dude, I think you need to file it on yourself. If you're not with that woman, I say file it on yourself, because women are emotional, and at any given minute, the new bitch can piss her off, mm-hmm. and then she make you have to pay back pay, and you behind, you know. Right. But if you ahead of your game, it just give you control. Like, you know, you can't tell me shit. You know, here go your check every month on time. You can't tell me shit about my, you know, about I can't see my kids. You can't play them games with me. You know, it is what it is. You get your check and we good.
That's why it's always good for guys to be proactive when
it comes.
Yeah,
you got
to
be. And then you ain't behind. You know, you got to catch up on nothing. You know,
say it's like, I ain't got to worry about none of that shit.
That's
like,
it.
Like, nigga, I see you taking all them vacations with that bitch. And you know,
I got something for you. I got something for your vasectomy.
With women, that's definitely something that will and can happen. I'm telling you.
Sage, would you date a guy with kids?
Yeah, I have, actually.
How is that for you?
For me, it was more so interesting because I'm like, why do you want to be with me? And he knew I was a virgin, too.
Right.
So, like, that got weird as far as, like, knowing he had kids, and then we're talking about his kids, and meanwhile, I've never had a dick in my vagina.
Right. But it's great. It's graced your vagina.
My bad. Grace.
All right, now.
There you go, whatever.
But you, Sunta, being that you lost a lot of weight, looking good, by the way, was there ever a time that you felt like you were overweight and you didn't want to get naked in front of a female?
Give a fuck. I don't think it. I don't think it matter. I think women fuck fat niggas all the time.
You were never fat.
I don't think it's no big deal.
But guys, just like women are self-conscious sometimes, guys get self-conscious.
I ain't never felt self-conscious like, let me not get naked in front of this bitch now.
Leave my t-shirt on.
Turn up.
I mean, if she already went that far, she might as well not, you know, I don't think she would mind.
A lot of women tell me I'm getting too skinny. They like, I need your belly back.
I need your baller belly.
Something to rub on, you know, like, you know, so I don't think women give a fuck. Like, it's a difference.
No, because I remember I have a friend who's one of my coworkers, and he had gained some weight, and he said he wouldn't have sex unless he had a t-shirt on.
Wow, that's funny.
He was thinking about it.
He got a t-shirt gown on.
He said it on the air. So.
Oh shit.
And it was yeah. He said he had gained some weight, and he was like, I could only have sex with a t-shirt on. So I know for some guy. How about is having sex different, losing weight?
Man, I don't know. I don't think so. I might got more energy in me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I might don't bust and give up faster. I might can round to you. You know, but
did your dick get bigger?
I don't know. I would hope so.
It's because your stomach shrinks and then you could see your
it's
dick
appearance.
Now.
I never was like, you know, no.
You acted like he was obese.
Yeah, I wasn't just no.
Jay, you could always see your dick.
Yeah, you can see
man,
your feet.
I never got that fat.
You ever send out dick pics?
I don't do dick pics, man. Oh. I don't
yeah,
do
boo.
Dick pics. I think that's we call it meat. I don't do the meat mail. It's like I think I would be set up if I did something like
you
that.
Got
I think
hat.
Girls
that
would stay trying to, you know.
But yeah, but you know, if your face ain't in it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We kind of think that's kind of gay. You know what I'm saying?
Why? You said it to a woman.
Me and my homeboys.
What if you're dealing with
gay.
All your homeboys that say that, by the way, have sent out a dick pic.
I mean, I do a whole porno with you. Like, we can fuck and then you can
keep
it.
So, if the girl asks you for the dick pic, you would tell her no, but we can record you sucking it.
We can record it. Yeah,
that feels like a setup.
Yeah, we can do that.
I would be okay with that.
I mean, if you in it and we both in it, then I ain't tripping. You know, fuck it.
She can make a lot.
Do you feel like when the cameras when you do a sex tape,
is that how guys react to that?
And the cameras rolling, do you feel like you show out more if you know you're filming it?
I don't think so. I think it's normal. I do them shits all the time, kind of. You know what I'm saying?
You don't be extra like...
For jack-off purposes. If I got a bitch, I'm going to be fucking her on tape. And she, just in case she gone, I might need that one day.
Okay. You know? That's romantic.
Yeah, it is.
Wow. Sage, you ever got filmed doing something?
Mm-mm.
You never filmed yourself sucking dick or nothing and put it on Snapchat?
Nope.
Put it on Snapchat.
I'm too focused on my career to
that could help. If you do a good job.
I think I could take Sage virginity if she was one of
Sage. Challenge.
Slim Thug. He has a vasectomy too, so you have nothing to worry about.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I can talk you out of it, Sage.
Well, let's hear it.
Yeah, let's hear
I just be like, what you waiting on? Yeah. What are we waiting on?
Yeah, we not getting no younger.
You trying to wait to get married or what? Like, what you think
but
you're
gonna
get a certain
serve her?
Award?
Do you think you would serve her? You think you would do it the right way?
Yeah, the way everyone was describing before.
Because you're not that romantic.
Yeah, I'm good. I ain't gonna just bust up in there, you know, like that. I'm gonna do it right. You know
but you know what's funny is that you said that you're not into taking virginity,
right? I ain't.
But then you go say something like that. So many males do that.
Do
so
what?
Many guys.
I don't want to be with a virgin.
Yeah,
and then
be like, what's up? Or something.
It's because of you know, I'm saying like the attachment. Like, you know, I don't want to be responsible for taking your virginity because that's something special to you. Mm-hmm. And if you feel like, you know, that's something real special to you, and you feel like you did that to be with this somebody you wanted to be with forever, you know, I don't want to break your
heart.
But
she didn't say that.
I'm just saying, like, if that was that's why I say I don't want to deal with virgins.
Would you kiss her?
Oh, a virgin?
Sage, would you kiss her before you took her virginity?
She's pretty. I kiss her like a motherfucker.
So you would make out first and everything. It would.
I do all that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I would probably give her some head. She a virgin.
Right. Well, she's had head before though. There's another mouth down there. Right there. You're not the first mouth.
How many mouths been down here?
Yeah, man.
It's like to put that work in. Don't do no sloppy jerk. Don't do no.
I ain't no.
She never had a pussy before. She took anything.
I ain't no bit at eating girls. I ain't gonna lie, man.
You're not good at that.
I ain't gonna lie.
Then you're not making no effort.
I ain't gonna lie.
Why aren't you?
I don't think because I ain't really. I never was really into it. Like, I could be with a bitch for years and rarely
eat her out.
Yeah,
what's the longest you've ever been down there? How about that?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
It's like, I ain't gonna lie, I ain't really just that cold at it, I don't think. But I be telling girls, hey man, I do it more more now than ever.
Sage, I don't think you should lose your virginity.
Have you ever had a girl tell you? Have you ever had a girl tell you how to do it?
Nah, I'll be talking to her. I'm porno style. I'll be, hey, you like that? Yeah, I'm finna tongue kiss that
pussy,
baby.
So you take that. Okay,
all right.
And you'd be like,
that
you call a tongue kiss?
Like,
sit
once.
Right. Every bullshit be
like a little lizard.
All right, let's get this shit started.
No, but that's good. So, and a woman who's with you, she can tell you what to do and you'll do it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If I'm with a girl, you know, I ain't gonna be randomly eating out the highs, though. You know, if I fuck with you,
no, because some guys don't like to be told what to do.
Yeah, nah, I'm not like that. I want to be told what to do. I want you to tell me what's right. I'm trying to get to
See, I told you guys.
I'm trying to get to that spot. You know,
I think you have to tell. You have to tell guys, like, what you like.
I'd rather you tell me.
Mm-hmm. That's weird to me. The only thing I could do is be, like, harder, right there, whatever the case. But I can't be like, all right, move a little to the left. Now move your tongue like this.
Well, I don't think he means like that, but.
Now suck my
clit. No, I will give. I mean, I'm not going to lie.
You a grown up.
I feel like 80% of guys who try to eat pussy don't know what they're doing.
Right.
They don't know what
that's
they're doing.
That's
like,
Linda.
You know what I mean? Look, she's a virgin.
He probably
and she's
do it
like,
wrong
yeah,
on purpose,
I
so
agree.
He don't got to do it no more.
Nah, it ain't that.
No, but here's the thing. Like, I'm I get tired of telling them what to do.
Even pussy is not the hardest thing in the world to do. It's actually really easy.
No, but I find when you, but the thing is, just this so is the know. Thing yeah. is when you get, I find when you teach them, they learn and they do a great job, like make you come in 5-10 minutes, which is really amazing.
Yeah,
that's
five.
A really good mm-hmm. timing. But you're giving them the major keys. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. I'm going
like, that's why I stopped teaching guys how to eat pussy because you can't give
shit.
These guys the major keys.
I agree.
Because then they go and eat everybody's pussy.
That's fine. And they should send me a thank you gift
pussy.
Basket.
Like, I taught him that. I know.
Like, I think it's great if you can teach a guy how to be a better man after you. So
yeah,
whoever
man.
He's with you.
No. No. No.
I did that before.
No.
And then you got to run around seeing him be the better man.
Exactly.
That's fine.
No,
that's fine.
No, you could take your whack mouth to the next bitch. Yeah. Let her teach you.
I'm not gonna let you be whack eating my pussy just to prove a point for the next bitch.
Nah, if I mean honestly, like
you're
you
welcome,
gotta pick.
Bitch.
You gotta pick who you want to give the major keys to. You can't just give the major keys to everybody,
right.
Especially if they got good dick. Just deal with that. It's okay.
What about eating butt? Will you do that?
I ain't never doing that. That's
You never have.
I ain't that freaky. All my kids, I ain't never did that. That ain't
not
what
even
I do.
For Sage.
Nah.
Virgin?
I ain't gonna get down.
Come on.
Virgin or not.
Come
nah.
on.
I just ain't that freaky. I'm just getting
Come
into
on.
Eating pussy, like, you know, like that, like,
Once
to where I'm more
You're
open to doing that.
You're not missing out on anything.
Yeah, I'm
You're
cool
not
with that.
Out.
Do you let girls
I don't want no girl eat my ass or none of that
Do you
shit.
Let girls sit on your face?
I'd probably do that. Now, that's different.
But that's still pussy on your face.
Yeah,
right.
Pussy
I'm
on
saying
my face
yes.
is different.
Yeah.
That's cool. I mean, I don't know. If I'm drunk and I'm just turned up like, fuck it. Yeah, I'd do that. Fuck it.
Okay.
I don't remember doing it, but I probably would do it.
You like, I did what?
A bad bitch get away with a lot of shit. Yeah.
If you got pussy on your face, you got ass on your chin. So what's the difference?
Nothing wrong with little.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
That's kind of true.
That's funny.
All right, now here's the last question because I know you got to go soon. All right. Do you ever come clean after a relationship? Like, say you break up with somebody, you did a lot of fucked up shit. And, you know, y'all become friends. Would you ever admit things that you did?
I probably would, you know. Hmm. I probably would. I'm a real nigga. I always like telling the truth, you know what I'm saying, for the most part, so.
All right, so tell the tell you right now. No, I'm playing.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I did something, I would say it. I would say, well, okay, I did fuck up. My bad. But mm-hmm. I ain't finna admit to nothing I ain't do, you know what I'm saying, so. It is
what
it is.
And I'm standing by it.
And that's my word. I'm standing by it. Yeah, yeah.
Did she tell you before she was getting married?
We wasn't really talking like that, like all the time, but you know, like.
But you like? Do you get? Were you devastated? Cause you know how you see.
Nah,
someone?
Actually, I was like the quote nigga, man. They might
the
make
quote.
It. I was like, he's so romantic. You know what I'm saying?
I was like, what is he talking about? Like,
that's
I got
so.
It.
Funny.
I was like, I follow him on the gram. He's saying some cool shit. You know, I felt
right.
like
the quote
that's
nigga.
What she
oh,
needs.
Oh, I just
you know,
got that.
Like,
that was
me a minute.
So
I was
like,
slow on
maybe
that.
He a romantic dude. You know what I'm saying? And it's gonna work. I really believed it was gonna work. On a cool
yeah, because I said after that you started putting up quotes.
I probably reposted some of his quotes before. I wasn't hating, man. I ain't gonna never
oh
be
my
no
God,
hater.
That's
I ain't
so
never
funny.
No hater.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Nah. I repost his quotes probably before. Like, you know, I follow him, like I said.
Right.
Know? So he be saying some cool shit. I kind of thought it was gonna work on the cool.
Do you look forward to getting married?
I don't look forward to it. I really can't see it right now. I can't even envision myself married. You know, I just don't have no good examples of marriage around me for niggas like me. Everybody I know married say never get married. Paul Wall is a different type of dude. He ain't really like me. Right. Paul Wall wasn't wilding ever. I can't never remember him after shows out in the holes. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't never been like that for him.
Mm-hmm. So you don't want to get married because you want to continue to wild out?
I'm not wilding out right now. I go to sleep at 11, 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. So I turn down
bitches. I had bitches the other night, like, hey, what's up? Like, sets of bitches trying to come
out. Were they on your Instagram?
And I follow him on Snapchat.
But I'd be like, I'm chilling. I had to escape and go home. And I cherish sleep, man. You know?
Did you see him do that on Snapchat?
He be turned.
What I be doing?
Mad bitches. Like, you be out of town. It'd be like a train of bitches behind you. It look like you're flying bitches.
But then
he goes back to the hotel by himself.
No, you know what it is?
I do turn up.
He got his things tied.
Right. I do turn up. I have fun. I had a threesome in the last few months, like, you know, but nowhere near like I used to be. Like,
you was busting that vegan nut on them.
Busting that vegan nut all over, man. Yeah.
You can eat it,
it's all good.
Swallow it.
It's all good. But yeah, I don't be turning up as much as I used to, man. I guess with the work and that shit, I wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning for no reason. I just don't be having the energy for all the extraness, you know what I'm saying?
In the nighttime.
Like, at night, I be tired, dead tired. You know, real talk, like sleeping in the motherfucker. So I be escaping from that shit a lot of the times.
Okay.
You know, it just ain't as exciting as it used to be. It's cool. I love to do it every once in a while, but while I'm not that. My boy was just saying, bro, we been in New York. I ain't never seen you not hit a bitch up or try to make a bitch come through.
Right.
I'm just working. You know what I'm saying? It's just I'm at that level where I'm cool.
It's a brand new That's slim good. Thug, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm getting better.
Slim thug, yeah.
But don't you feel healthier?
Yeah, I definitely feel healthier, you know, from working out and shit you talking about or just not
from changing your lifestyle.
Yeah, I definitely, I feel it, I see it, you know, so it's good. I still will fuck you, though.
Oh.
Just for the record.
That sounds like a threesome right now.
Just for the record.
Oh, shit. I wasn't,
her Instagram, though, she be doing way too much on Instagram.
No, you think I do a lot?
I do. You make everybody
I don't think I be doing too much. I think I do.
I be liking Stephanie's pictures on Instagram.
Right. I be like, man, I want
to fuck you. I don't think I'm overly, I don't think I look like a cheap slut. I look a little slutty, just not cheap slutty.
Is that an engagement ring on? Or something?
What
is
no, that? My Instagram. Aunt gave me this. No, I'm not engaged.
Just
I'm
checking.
Very single. So I'm dating.
They're both single. You guys are both single.
Right.
And you got our matching outfits.
I think it's a
we
sign.
We have matching outfits.
I think it makes sense.
We're like
twins.
Let's
go eat or something, man. Let's go to
let's go eat. Let's go get some veggies.
Let's go have some drinks or something and see what happens.
You can't drink, you said.
You know what's so funny?
She can have the drinks.
Yeah, and you know what's so funny? He said that he's fasting. I've been fasting too.
See, look.
But she stopped today.
It's a sign, man.
So
it's
weird.
A sign. We should do this.
There's
shit.
A lot of signs.
I'm a Virgo.
Oh, no. Virgos are a mess.
You don't like Virgos?
No.
Virgos are the coolest people.
Yeah, Virgos are cool, but they're freaky and you gotta.
I like Virgos. I like Virgos.
He said he's not freaky, though.
The thing with Virgos is y'all are liars and y'all are manipulative.
No,
they're not.
I think I'm the real.
He just lied and manipulated you right now.
What
no,
I,
no kidding.
Now, manipulator, I might. I'm gonna try to talk you into giving me the pussy for sure. Like, why wouldn't I ain't gay? You know what I'm saying? Like, why
Stephanie's a virgin.
Okay.
We got two virgins on the show today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking both
a virgin for today. I'm a virgin.
I do shit
today. Thursday version. I'm a Thursday right. version,
back
guys.
Tip. How do you eat?
Friday
a virgin
version.
Out of it. Go ahead.
Right.
All right, but no, we know you got to go, but we appreciate you so much for coming through the brand new Slim Thug.
Right.
Yeah, man. Appreciate y'all for having me, man. Get my album. I'm dropping this Friday.
Oh, yeah,
American
that's what we were
King.
Here for, really.
That's what we're here for, but I don't care. We ain't got to talk about it too much. You know, I'm happy to be on the show. I be checking y'all out too. I fuck with y'all, man.
All right, we appreciate
Thank
it. Listen,
so
Slim Thug been rocking for a minute because he did lip service when I was at Sirius.
Right.
That's how I know so much about him.
Yeah, man, that was a long ass time ago. It was black and white or something.
Yeah, I didn't have any money, all right? It was,
uh-huh,
I was an intern with a camera with a nightlight on it.
Right. Still here, man.
That's Slim Thug.
That is.
Listen up, because we need help to keep putting out the show you love for free every week.
That's free. Free 99.
Look, nobody likes filling out surveys, but we really need you to do it. It won't take more than 5 minutes, and besides, helping putting out the show.
You love us.
You'll be entered for a chance to win a $100 iTunes gift card.
We know some of you may have already done surveys like this in the past, but fuck that. We really need you to log in and fill this thing out as accurately as possible. Once we know more about you, then we'll be able to help deliver the show and sponsors that you dream about. Finding sponsors who are a good fit means we get to give you good deals and information on the brands that you care about while we keep the show free to enjoy every week. And if you don't care about helping us, fuck you. No.
Oh, my God.
But if you don't care about making the show better, do it for the chance to win a free iTunes or Amazon.com gift card, okay? Mm-hmm. So go to lipservicesurvey.com. Again, that's lipservicesurvey.com.